everybody. Jeannie Zeddon and Karen Willens are with us. And if both you ladies would confirm by saying something.
Hello.
Yes. Hello, hello.
Okay. it's always scary doing a big intro and build up and then going, hello. I don't like rebooting. Anyways, I was thinking back to how I first met both of you. And folks, as we blast into the month of February and, you know, the biggest holiday, biggest candy production, the Hallmark cards, you know, sweetheart month is what I call it. And when we look at the Nikan opportunity, when we're sweet on ourselves, to thine own self, love your neighbor as yourself, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You got all these different philosophies, but they're all talking about first. If we don't love ourselves first, if we're not sweet on ourselves, then it's very difficult to be sweet on other people. Okay? And that's what I was so looking forward to this conversation. And I'm not going to talk. The two ladies are going to get to talk. And I know some of you are going to go, oh, yeah, I'll believe that when I hear it. But my point is this. It was a year ago, exactly a year ago, that I got to meet Karen Willens in person for the first time. We had talked on the phone many, 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 many times. We now are our lifelong connection business buddies, and that's a whole topic for itself in the ICANN Attitude course that we get to delve into. And Jeannie Zeddon and I met for the first time in person at an event, and when I was thinking about that all this week, I thought, you know, these events that were so part of the norm in our culture, we've had to kind of take a hiatus from them. But both the Oregon State Fair, Jeannie, where you and I met for the first time, you behind the booth doing your thing, and me perusing the aisles, looking at a lot of stuff that I had no interest in buying. I'm like, but I think that day we bought something from you. And then Karen, you and I got to meet at a Nikan event exactly a year ago. Was it a year ago last weekend or maybe this week or whenever? And thank you for that picture, by the way, that you sent me this morning. So if you ladies wouldn't mind, I know you've prepared some thoughts that you want to share, you know, to thine own self. But if you both would start out with your elevator speech, if we could, that way people could get an idea of who's on top. So, and I don't know if you guys drew numbers, you know, shortest goes first. That would be you, Karen, or tallest, you, Jeannie. So you decide, but the call is yours.
Well, I was going to open it up, but Jeannie, if you want to take it away with your elevator speech, you know, it's your choice.
Hey, go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, it's an interesting story. 16 years ago, I was very ill. I could literally barely function. I felt like parts of me were literally dying. And being a naturopath, that was not acceptable to me. And I was looking for solutions. And through a series of questions, and situations, I met someone who introduced me to this Japanese company and some technologies. And to be honest with you, I didn't care it was a Japanese company. I didn't care about the technologies. All I cared of if it worked. So she loaned me some products, and I was so ill, I didn't notice much of a difference. But I had had a problem sleeping. And I tried the product, and even with a bad SI joint, which is a lot of discomfort, my fiance noticed a difference. And we weren't even sleeping in the same bed. He was sleeping on the floor, and I was in the bed. And he noticed a difference in 4 days. And I said, I want these things. Well, the reason I wanted them was I have 3 children. None of them were married at the time. I wanted to be able to dance at their wedding. And 3 years after I started using the Nikan technologies, I flew out from Wisconsin to San Diego. And after that long flight and several days in San Diego, I danced at my daughter's wedding, and it meant the world to me. So I love introducing Mi Ken to everybody I can. Jeannie?
Awesome, awesome. Well, and Vance had mentioned that I was in Oregon at the state fair, and it was at the state fair that I was introduced to Mi Ken that year. I'm thinking it was 16 years ago now. But I was approaching 50, and I had repetitive things going on in my body because we demonstrated kitchen gadgets, my husband and I, for many long hours, for many days in a row. And I was started taking a lot of over-the-counter things to help with that, knowing that it was not really a good idea on a long-term basis. And so I was kind of looking for something. And I was introduced to a product. Actually, it was a bracelet, the magnetic bracelet at that time. It was the Perfect Link or something like that it was called. Anyway, it was Char Rogers who introduced me. She let me borrow that to see if that would help, and I got results pretty quickly. Like within a couple of hours, I noticed difference. And so I got a product and loved it. And then I believe it was the next year that I was introduced to Robert Kiyosaki's book called The Business School for People Who Love Helping People. And that was really attractive to me because I always thought helping people was kind of fun. And I thought, how many people do I know that are in my business that have these same issues? And so I jumped in and began telling people about it. My husband got great relief also. And also, I had chunks of time available because we were either working a whole lot or we weren't working at all. And so I wanted to do something really special with those chunks of time. And so with the five pillars of health, that was so attractive to me, humans being more, all of that was just fantastic. And so it really resonated with me. And here I am today, still doing it and getting better all the time at it and feeling, I feel better than I did then, approaching 50. So y'all can do the math.
You know, Karen and Jeannie, both of you, and I want to jump in here because most people know I'm an avid snow skier. I love it. It's so much fun to get out there in the outdoors. And yesterday I sent you both a video of me riding up the chairlift. The conditions couldn't have been worse. Okay, they couldn't have been more miserable. It was raining, folks. No one, if you've ever been out in the snow, it's just not fun to ski in the rain, okay? Snow, blizzard, whiteout conditions, that would have been way better. But the quote of the day at about 11 o'clock, the rain subsided a little bit. The sun kind of started to try to peek out. And I looked at the ladies I was with, by the way. I enjoy, there's nothing better than skiing, but skiing with people that you enjoy being with. And the ski bunnies, all three of my daughters and a niece, and then youngest daughter's good friend. And I looked at the older ones and I said, hey, look, the sun will come out. And I started singing the song from Annie, and they weren't humored because we're all soaking wet. All right. My Magflex was somewhere down one of my legs. I couldn't find it. All right. Because we were, it's, that, by the way, folks, if you don't know, that's the product we put in the small of our back, okay? And that's, I wear it there because that enables me to ski. Anyhow, I looked at our oldest daughter, and I said, Kenna, look. And she says, Daddy, the damage is already done. We're wet. But I have like a half a dozen videos of us laughing and having such a great time because we could. And we can. All of us use a variety of Mi Ken products, even our youngest who turned 11 this week. She said, Daddy, should I wear my Mi Ken Power Brand necklace? And I said, I think you'd be foolish not to. But hearing these ladies who are less than half of my age moan and groan last night when we got home, because they just kept going and kept going. And I'm a little sore, a little slow this morning, because skiing in wet snow is much harder. It's like skiing on Elmer's glue. but I'm telling you, ladies, what the reason why I wanted to share that with you, because we're all three part of a developmental course called I Can, the I Can Attitude, and it teaches us that it's like, Karen, that what you and I were talking about this morning, and Jeannie, we're all familiar with the book. What, Karen, what's the title of the book, The Little Train?
The Little Engine That Could.
The Little Engine That Could. And Jeannie, what's the slogan or the mantra from that book?
I think I can.
There we go. We all know this. And that was what I saw on the slopes yesterday. I've seen it over the last several years of my life with Niken, because Niken actually gives us the opportunity to do that. Physically, that's where most of us start. And then a healthy mind is right on behind that. So, ladies, if I can segue, because, again, most of us are introduced to Niken because of an amazing product experience. But it doesn't have to stop there. That I think I can attitude permeates who we are. So, if you guys can talk about that, and I know you, and by the way, folks, this all came about because these two ladies have so impacted my life. And it was a few Fridays ago on the Niken Sizzle call, which those are super short, usually 10 minutes in length. And the two of them bantered back and forth, and it was beautiful. So banter away, and I'm going to put you back on speakerphone. I'm going to mute my phone, and I'm just going to sit and enjoy and take notes and listen.
Okay, thanks, Vance. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm going to start us off by giving you the topic. The topic is self-care. This is Heart Health Month. It's a great focus to start taking care of ourselves. And I'll tell you a little story. When Vance and I met last year, I didn't know if that was going to happen. I had something going on with my body. I didn't know what it was, and it was going on. It was building up for over a year. And anyway, I was very sick a year ago. And it was because of the Niken family, literally my Niken family, that I was able to make that trip. I was pretty weak, and I had to eat certain foods. And anyway, I had to do self-care. Well, they helped me do my self-care. Vance made sure Vance, I saw you keeping an eye on me the whole weekend, by the way. He made sure I had a ride from the airport to the venue, which was 30 miles north in the mountains. My sponsor, Ruth Lowe, brought food for me from San Diego to supplement what I was bringing. She made sure I had a ride back to the airport. So it was just a magical weekend. And I was able to do my self-care even while I was attending an event, which the event was amazing. It helped my personal development. So self-care is really important, because I was going to have to give up that trip for my self-care. And I didn't have to, which was really special to me. So, Jeannie, I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can start sharing, if you want, what you have, because I know it's really fun and very impactful.
Well, I thank you, and I appreciate this. This is really fun. I enjoy doing this this kind of a thing, too. So thanks, Vance, for inviting us, and Karen for being a part of this, too, because I like to banter back and forth instead of be the only. Anyway, I was thinking this morning that in 1982, I was involved in a leadership training program called the WACOR, and I was just thinking about it. There were five Way Core principles. And one of the principles, and the one that I still remember, there's some of them that I would have to go back and read again, but was to keep our body, which is a vehicle of the communication of God's word, as vital as possible. And so when NECAN came into my life, I was thinking, wow, because that someone had a vehicle story of talking about, you know, this our body. Our body's our temple, but this is how we move around in this life, is our body transports us different places. And to keep it as vital as possible, there are a lot of different facets of that. You know, we have the five pillars of health. So body and mind, and the mind is in the body. And I was thinking, too, just this past week about, you know, some people take better care of their car or bus or motorcycle or bicycle or truck, whatever we have, than we do of our own bodies. And I think learning that, wow, yeah, this body does move me around. I've always liked feeling better so that I can, I like to feel good. And there's different ways to do that. I mean, but the main one, I think, is to keep all of our parts moving in the right direction. So there's the exercise piece, there's the food, there's air, water. Our whole wellness home just really enhances that, creates that greenhouse. So with the car analogy, so if you have a great vehicle and you have a flat tire, all the other parts of the vehicle are great, but you have a flat tire, you're not going to go as quickly as you would like to go. And so sometimes you need to take your focus to a particular part of that vehicle and get that beefed up and fixed or enhanced, however that is. So anyway, I just have always loved that analogy. You don't put oil in the gas tank. That would really not be a good thing. You don't put water in the oil place either. So just something to think about is taking care of ourselves. And I know when I feel the best, I can offer what I have to other people, which is a good thing, you know, to
Jeannie, love. If you wouldn't mind, and I'm going to send you both a picture because I know you won't believe me, but I shot a video yesterday of a car headlight, and it obviously got damaged, and the person couldn't afford to replace the bulb, so they took, and you think I'm making this up, they took a carabiner, a bunch of rope, one-quart mason jar, and a little bit of black electrical tape, and they attached the mason jar over the headlight bulb, so the bulb is inside. Now, I don't think it probably shines in the direction they would really want it to go, because a one-quart mason jar is not an idea. And again, I'm not making this up. I shot a little video of this is not adequate car maintenance. I mean, it'll work. But when it comes to the basic essentials of sleep, water, air, nutrients, grounding, And I'm hoping that, because I know you both are Advent. I mean, just adamant. That's a better word to use. Followers of using these simple principles. But I'm looking at the cover of Art Magazine right now. The 12 worst habits for your heart, because it's Heart Healthy Month, and it says easy changes to live longer. Well, that's an article I'm going to read. But what do you both do if we could? But I know the mind is almost as big a component. We've read the stories of people that have survived concentration camps. We've read stories of people that have overcome amazing. Dr. David Robinson shared that last week about Helen Keller. She couldn't hear and she couldn't see. And yet she knew, she in her mind, she could overcome these things.
For me, I've always had an innate sense. I have a very strong sense of right and wrong, and that's my guide. I allow that voice inside of me to guide me. I do a lot of personal development, and that's the mind piece. When I stop growing, I'm stagnant. Boy, do I feel it. I feel stuck, and I like to move forward. I'm a go-getter. I really enjoy life, and I find ways to do it that are appropriate. Being a naturopath, some people think that I'm a little bit too vociferous about it. However, like Jeannie was saying, and I want to bring this up, I know a little bit about Chinese medicine. I'm not well-versed, but enough to know that there's a connection, a direct connection between the liver and the heart. So you have to keep your liver going strong. So Jeannie has this analogy, okay, the liver is the car's oil filter. We change the oil filter, right? And we're supposed to change it like every 3 months or 3,000 miles. And we can't do that. Now, my friend Jane did, okay? But trust me, she has issues. She has to be very careful. And we don't want liver transplants, believe me. Jeannie, there's the article that you sent me, the statistics in there for every dollar that you spend. Remember that one?
Yeah. I think it's for every, I don't have that in front of me, but for every dollar that we spend on self-care.
Prevention,
yeah. It's $15
to fix it. Yeah. To fix the problem down the road. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's with the car. Okay, that's with your body. Mm-hmm. And this article is quite a few years old. Mm-hmm. Believe me, that cost has gone up. It is much easier to do prevention. Now, when I talked about what I experienced a year ago, that problem was my liver. And there was a pathogen involved, several pathogens actually, that I didn't realize were my body was fighting. But besides that, years ago, from very severe headaches that I had that knocked me out for a couple of days, I used to take Tylenol. That was the only thing that worked. Well, it got to the point where I was taking 6 Tylenol a day. Tylenol has coal tar in it. You know what coal tar is? Coal tar is asphalt. I didn't know that then. And that the liver can't filter that out. I was putting dirty oil in my filter. And so I never went back and cleaned out my liver, which in retrospect, it would have been a good idea. However, I dealt with the consequences down the road. If we put it off, we deal with consequences. My fiance last year had a heart attack. Because of my training, I knew it was inevitable. I could see it coming on. I just didn't know when. And sure enough, last June, actually the end of May, he had a heart attack. Luckily, I'm well versed in CPR. I didn't have to use it, but I did know to call the paramedics. And so now he's taking care of himself. And he had a blood pressure issue. So guess what? He doesn't like taking medications. So he's using Niken Nutritionals. And he actually feels better than he did when taking the medications. So he and I are both using the nutritionals to keep us healthy. That's prevention. As a dental hygienist, I'm a retired dental hygienist. Dental hygienists teach what? Brushing and flossing. Brushing and flossing is prevention. So I believe in prevention.
That's funny. I thought there was a sign in my dental office that said, you only have to floss the teeth you want to keep. So I just thought that was funny. So it's true. That's true. And, you know, it's not selfish to take care of yourself. And I think that sometimes I have run across people who they give of themselves to other people until they're sick. And so there's a balance in there. You know, we learn balance in NECAN, and I'm so grateful for the wellness home, this greenhouse, so to speak, for our bodies that we've created in our home. And I know that that just helps us repair and restore daily as we're at home much more than we used to be. So, of course, we have things that we can travel with, too. And, you know, my dog recently, she is recuperating from a spay operation that she had to have done twice because there was an infection. But she is alert, and it's amazing. I have to keep her still because she wants to run and play. And I know the wellness home affects her as well. She drinks good water. She sleeps on a pet pad, just not right now until this heals a little bit. But, so I am grateful and thankful that NECAN has come across my path. And how many people, one of the lessons in ICANN was, you know, if we don't share it, how are these other people going to know? You may be the only connection for others to hear about NECAN. And that way they can make a decision about it or not. So to thine own self be true. We, you know, do unto others as you would, you know, how does that one go?
As you would do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Do unto you, thank you. Yes, and it's if we're to love others as we love ourselves, then that implies that we need to love ourselves. And so that's why I wanted to say something about it's really not selfish. I think it can get selfish, but in order for it, it's like you put the mother or the parent or the adult flying with the child, you put on your own air mask first before you help them with theirs. So just some things to think about as we go throughout our day and as we, you know, so get up a little 15 minutes earlier if you need to take care of your mind in the morning. I love the ICANN mantras and the I'm a Christian, so I love reading the Word of God and a good book, something that's motivational for you, and drinking some good water and putting nutrition into the body first thing is always a good thing too. So
go ahead, Jeannie.
No, you can do it. Go ahead.
Okay, so in the morning, Jeannie shared what she does in the morning. And both Jeannie and I, and we found this out about each other, in the morning, we take time for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We do our NECAN in the afternoon and in the evening. I start out my day waking up, meditating, and connecting with God. And then I have my Pi water. Of course, I brush my teeth first. I'm a hygienist. I have my Pi Mag water. And then I start my day. I take care of my plants, take care of my house, and I just get myself organized so that I can be focused. And throughout the day, I will make sure I'm moving. I do stretches. I'm a yoga teacher, so I'll do some yoga stretches. I will walk on my treadmill because I'm in Wisconsin right now. I can't go outside very easily unless I want to risk breaking something. It's a little icy out there. Do it throughout the day. And that's the balance that Jeannie was mentioning. And I want to mention something else. The good food that we eat, NECAN has some amazing nutritionals. Mm-hmm. And as a naturopath, and I love chemistry, okay? I really do. I don't know why, but I do. And I have looked at the NECAN nutritionals, and I have felt the results of them. They are created synergistically. and they work synergistically with the technologies that we have. They're amazing, and they're organic. And I feel a difference. The sign of a good quality nutritional is to feel the difference that it's making in your body and in your performance. So I really recommend the Niken Nutritionals. They're fantastic. Make it part of your food regimen. Make it part of your food regimen every day. And again, make sure you're drinking plenty of water. You're probably all familiar with the recommendations, half your body weight in ounces, at least half your body weight in ounces. Right now in Wisconsin, it's either zero or below zero or not very much above zero. And so our heating system is going on and off constantly, and it's very drying. So I have to make sure that I'm drinking extra water on days like today. So, and I know, Jeannie, you have the heat in the summertime. You have to have extra water in the summertime. So Jeannie's in Phoenix. So
yeah.
There's one other thing I want to talk about, Jeannie.
Okay.
And this is in regards to heart. Niken has a heart. Niken, as far as I'm concerned, has a pulse all its own. And that's humans being more.
Yeah.
And from everyone on down, we have an amazing CEO and president. And I have been so blessed to be with Luis a couple of times in person. The first time I met him was almost 2 years ago in San Diego. And when I met him, I could feel it. Literally, I could feel it. And I had a couple of short conversations with him, nothing very long, not even 5 minutes. But last year, I got to spend the entire weekend with him, 3 full days. He offered us a humans being more quality personal development full-day workshop. And it was fantastic. And I'm very familiar with a lot of the techniques that he offered us. He is a man with a heart. Now, I know that most of us are familiar with Mr. Masuda and his big heart. I truly believe that Mr. Kasuga, our current CEO and president, has that same kind of heart. He has that same energy.
Absolutely. He does. And, you know, I want to mention, too, the Humans Being More Weekly on Tuesday evenings. So that is like free training for us. And I would love, it's 30 minutes, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And if you'd like to be a part of that, and you can bring guests to it also. And it's amazing. Jeff Isom does a beautiful job on those. And it is a Zoom. And if you would like to be involved, you can email JeffI@Niken.com and say, I'd like to be a part of Humans Being More Weekly, and he'll send you the link. So anyway, just put a little plug in.
Jeannie, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because again, during a cultural shift where most of us are at home, it's so important to get connected to these events that are taking place. And we have nobody to blame but ourselves if we're not. And JeffI@Niken.com. That's all you got to do. Just reach out to them. It's super easy. All of us should know how to use email by now. And just pop them a short email and say, hey, I want to get connected with the Tuesday night. And the philosophy, and we're seeing this going on in our culture with what both you ladies have talked about, is that we start making tiny changes. It's never too late. Niken's Cleanse and Detox used to be called the liver support. You start with the liver, and you can cleanse out the whole entire body. I'm talking about the nutritional formula that Karen mentioned, because I got an 11-year-old. She just, while you ladies have been talking, I snuck upstairs to grab something because I'd forgotten and I wanted to reference it. And she said, "Daddy, today's the day." And I said, "Yeah." It's like it clicked in. Today's the day of her birthday party. It's a drive-by, COVID-safe birthday party, and people drive by and they throw gifts at her, and then she throws party favors back. I don't know how it's all going to work out. But my point is this, is she's only 11. It's my job as her parent, and I've explained this to her many times. Until you're 18, this is what my parents did with us, especially my mom. Until you're 18, you're not going to have the best ability to make good nutritional habits and choices. Okay, part of it is we just don't bring a lot of the junk home. But I set her body up to succeed with the Super Siaga, with the Jade Greenzymes, with One Immunity, and I mix them all together in liquid, and she drinks it down. She loves it. We did the same with her two older sisters. But if we do that now, and Jeannie, you nailed on this one. The an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Benjamin Franklin taught us that. But it's 1 to 15. If you spend, you know, $100 on Nikan Nutritionals, and some would say, "Oh, that's a lot of money." No, it's not. Because your food intake will go down when you get the right nutrients, because you won't be craving the junk. But if you spend $100 a month, that equates out to $1,500 that you won't have to spend down the road. And it's so simple. And I've got this, I'll send you ladies both this, because I took a picture of it. Oh my goodness, where did it go? And it simply says this: don't forget to drink water and get sun. You're basically a houseplant with complicated emotions.
Yeah.
And sure. You two couldn't be in more polar opposites of the country. I mean, you got a lot of bright stuff up in Wisconsin in the snow right now this time of year, and then down in Phoenix, it's really bright and sunny. And yeah. But we adapt. We learn how to adapt for the environment around us. And again, Nikan gives us these simple things. So
one more thing, Vance.
Yeah, give us one more thing, each of you, and then we'll wrap this up.
Yeah, in light of what you were talking about with your children, my mother raised me, all of us, and we took supplements. So back in the 50s, I always say she was kind of ahead of her time, and because she did a lot of reading and studying and wanted to raise a healthy family. And it was of interest to her, of course, too. And so I really look back and think, you know, all I had to do when Nikan came across my path is switch over what I was taking before. I had blood work done. I switched over. I thought, well, if I'm going to represent Nikan, I need to be using these products. And I switched over. I had my blood work done again, and my doc was like, wow. And I'm a healthy person. I haven't been a sick person. So as prevention, I do lots of this for prevention purposes because I was raised that way. And so if you have young children or grandkids and all of that, it's important to get them started right. And so it still clings with me today, which is really awesome. And that's what helped me easily transfer over to the wellness home and the whole thing, because it made sense to me, you know.
That's true, Jeannie. I agree with you 100% because I was raised the polar opposite, and that's how I ended up getting so sick. And it didn't make sense to me what I was doing, and that's what caused me to switch. But I want my last word is going to be a promotional for Humans Being More. We have one coming up next Saturday, and I am so looking forward to it. It's basically a build on from last year's Chaos and Order. And Jeff's topic for next week is more chaos and order. And it's like, okay, I want to hear what he has to say. So it's $19. It's actually $20 with the tax and a few pennies, but if anybody's interested, it is a fun growth-filled 4 hours that you can spend. And we do get breaks in there and we partner up. And I have a blast. I just did one last week. I'm doing another one next week. So feel free to join me, bring guests. And when Jeannie said bring a guest to Humans Being More Online on Tuesday nights, we are welcoming, let me define guests for you. A guest could be another consultant. A guest could be a customer. A guest could be a neighbor who doesn't know a darn thing about NECAN. And I have done all of the above. And it is wonderful to be able to do that and share our global wellness vision with so many people. I love that vision of a global wellness community, and we want to be the leader. That's my last word.
How do people register for it, Karen? How do people register?
Oh,
I'm going to answer my own question.
Yeah,
shopping
I'm
cart.
Glad you asked. It's yes, go to the
very,
shopping
very bottom.
Cart.
Very, very bottom
yes.
of the shopping cart items on the left. It's super easy, super easy.
Yeah.
And I know the numbers from the last one that you just referenced, it like, what would that be, 6 times from the amount of people that Monday prior to then the actual weekend event.
Yes.
So, and again, it's like going to the movies, folks. And those of us on the West Coast, we can't do that. And that's part of the reason why our COVID numbers are lower. Sorry to just throw that out there. Is that we're not going out there and spreading germs, viruses, and all that stuff. But we're kind of hunkering down, and it's okay. I know some people think it's a defamation of your rights. Well, it's your right to be sick, and I've had some customer experiences this week that I'm just shaking my head, going, "Wow, huh? I never thought about it from that perspective. It wasn't a good perspective, but they'll come around." But to be able to give yourself a treat as far as self-care, healthy mind, and be able to experience something like this, don't wait for the last minute. Go ahead and take a look. And if it's been a while, even if it's been like, Karen, you don't have to do it, you know, every other weekend, but you can, because I'm an avid movie freak, and so is Karen and so many others that we miss that. And it's okay. It maybe it'll come back. Maybe we'll adapt to something else. I don't know. But this is one of those things that comes right into the privacy of our own home via the internet. And it's super easy and fun. You just have to have the link prior. And I know our friend Janice Miller wrote me last Saturday morning via text advance. I want to get into Humans Being More, but I hadn't registered. You kind of have to buy your movie ticket in advance. Okay, you kind of want that link so you can do the one click and boom, it takes you right on in. But lowest thing on the shopping cart, and it just says Humans Being More. And as Karen said, it's a 4-hour experience. And this one's happening on Saturday, correct, Karen?
Yes, and I'm Central Time, so it's noon Central Time. It's 10 o'clock Pacific Time.
Okay. And if you're concerned about, you know, your union lunch break at noon, and I'm being facetious here, okay, as Karen said, there is a break. You have time. And then you're in your home, and you could prepare. You know, take the Boy Scout and the Girl Scout motto, always be prepared. You could take a bunch of snacks with you if you think you can't make the – and again, folks, I got an 11-year-old. And it's one event to the next for her, and that's all she ever thinks about. That's all she can process. And so that's all we do. And she wants to know everything about the upcoming whenever it is. So we're kind of giving you all that in advance. But Karen, Jeannie, thank you, ladies, so, so very much. And if you want to go back and review what they said, or if you think, oh, man, I wish I would have had my friend hear this, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, not Saturday Night Live. Okay, not that one. SaturdayAMLive.com. And 2021 or 2021 recordings is where you'll find these. And again, and if you missed, and I'm a little biased on McKenna Rogers, but Herb Rapp or Dr. David Robinson or Ruth Lowe, or all those will be posted soon. But go back and catch those and use them if you think that someone you know will resonate with it. But I'd also as well encourage, I can't encourage you enough, every single day, jump on Monday through Friday, the Nikan Sizzle calls. They're fantastic. The stories are just endless. I think it was the Kinko Ground was the focus last night with Chris Bruce. And again, these are just wonderful stories. And they're short, 10 minutes long. If you miss that, reach out to somebody. They can get you the phone number for that. Actually, here, let me just pull it up right quick here. Sorry, it's harder for me to see my phone. And the phone number for that, if you don't have it, it's just a phone number. That's all it is. Area code 319-527-9691. Again, area code 319-527-9691. And that's, again, every day, 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. So out on the East Coast, do the math, it's 8:35 p.m. And again, it's just a short call. And if you're in Canada, by the way, there's an extra code that you have to enter in, and that is 338-3140. Pound. The Canadians, it's 338-3140 pound. But for us that are in the United States, you just dial that number. So anyways, again, thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity, man.
Yep.
All right. Good.